Just a heads up that we do talk Love is Blind. So if you aren't caught up on Love is Blind season with the cast of Jimmy, Chelsea, AD, Clay, you might want to skip it. But just a heads up, we do talk about it. And we will continue to talk about it probably for the next couple weeks. So otherwise, enjoy the episode.
Trying to figure out whether or not we should use our like extra cash to go into savings or investments, or if we should put it towards our debt can be a really tricky conundrum. We're going to talk about what we think people should do with their extra money, what path those dollars should walk down. But before, we like to talk about what content we are consuming right now. What I am consuming a lot about right now is, all about like living other places, because we want to go and live somewhere else for 6 months. And so we're just doing a lot of planning at this point. You know, what do we need to know? I'm listening to a lot of things. I'm on all the Facebook groups. We are likely to spend that time in the Dominican Republic. And so, yeah, lots and lots of learning about like everything, like even down to the basics of how do we live there and not get eaten alive by mosquitoes?
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Nobody wants to get eaten alive by mosquitoes.
What about a language barrier?
Yeah, that's kind of a problem too.
Yeah, okay.
I know nothing. Okay. Google Translate's really awesome. I was rocking on Duolingo for a while, learning. I don't like it.
Have you ever tried
Duolingo? Yeah.
No, I speak English and French.
Yeah, I don't like Duolingo. It's really repetitive, and I think that's the point.
Yes.
But it doesn't like teach you why. Like it will tell me that I got a word wrong because I used the feminine instead of the masculine, but it doesn't give me any way to learn when to use the feminine and the masculine.
Oh, cause there's no way to learn that.
So I just keep getting it wrong. Like at least give me a list of like, I don't know. I'm getting annoyed with it. So I think I might, if you're listening and you have a suggestion, if you had the same annoyance with Duolingo, please tell me where else I should be going to learn. So yeah, language barrier is what, luckily everybody seems to speak a little bit of English. Like we're really lucky that way.
Yeah. Coming from somebody who is bilingual, I truly think that the only way to learn another language is immersion. Is to just immerse yourself in it and really struggle. Unfortunately. So you can try to learn. And then when you're there, that's going to be your opportunity. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be more comfortable to try to speak English 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. But if you force yourself to be uncomfortable, then it'll come more natural.
Totally. And there's like a further tricky layer with Dominican because they have a totally different dialect.
Of course.
Yeah. It's kind of like Quebec French versus Parisian French.
Yeah.
And so they like they don't say buenos dias. They say buena dia.
Okay.
They like cut the end off of things and they speak insanely fast.
Oh, dear.
So they don't say the full word. They speak really fast. So even like the online, like some learning options. We got no hope. We just gotta go with our good looks.
Okay. So for my piece of content, mine is much more boring than Lindsay's. I am at the beginning of tax season. And so I am doing tax returns. I'm learning about all the new things for 2023. Uh-huh. One of the things that I did learn just today was that standard $500 or $2 a day for home office expenses, apparently that was temporary and it does not apply to 2023.
Oh.
News to me. Excuse me, CRA, for not sending out the memo, but
okay.
Mine's real boring. I'm just, I do have help. So that's amazing. And he's super smart. But I also need to know all the things. So I am learning all about all the boring tax stuff. Ooh, so that my amazing clients don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
I don't want to worry about it.
No. Well, okay. So now, to save or to wipe out some debt, what are our thoughts?
Ah, it's so hard.
It is really hard. To make it simple, I would say let's do both. Okay, end of episode.
Okay, here's what I tell my clients, because this comes up all the time. What I tell my clients is two things. One of them, I don't like taking an asset like your cash and putting it into the liability hole. I don't like that. It's like taking something and then like it's gone. I don't like it. One of the reasons that I don't like it is because what happens when you have debt is you get a bill every single month. Your future self does not send you a bill that you must pay towards your retirement every single month. So one is out of sight, out of mind. One is much easier to forget and think that I will do it later. Debt we have to pay now. So I tell people not to pay it now. Don't worry. Visa and MasterCard are going to keep reminding you to do so. But right now you're motivated to invest that cash for your future. And time is the most important piece of the investing equation. So if we can buy more time by getting that cash put away for later, that's something that you can't buy any other way. Right? So I have my clients often invest first, which is the opposite of the textbook rules. Textbook rules say you should pay off your debt first. But
is that what the textbook says?
Yeah. You know, like if you think about like the rules around, you know, they don't, they don't want to encourage, I say they, we're not supposed to encourage people to like be leveraged. Right. And when you invest, when you still have debt, it's another form of leveraging.
Yeah.
But that does not take human behavior into consideration. And I just think that I don't know anybody that's never, ever paid off their debt, but I know lots of people who hit retirement and have never invested. So I'm going to help them do the thing that is harder, usually, not always.
Okay. I also have seen recently, like, some people who are just getting into the housing market. I think that one of the helpful, or just getting into it, or considering getting into it, because of that first home savings account. So I've had quite a few questions about it. And they're coming to me asking about questions like, how much should I put on my down payment? And this is kind of applies to that question where it's like, how much debt should I have on this mortgage? Should I use all my savings? And so when I'm having that conversation with people, their age is something that is of top priority when I'm considering my answer. Just like what Lindsay said about time. Like, when you can always put money down on your mortgage, you can always do that. You can't always go back in time and put money in your TFSA, RSP, savings account at the rate, or the I don't want to say rate, but at the time of now.
Yeah.
And so when I'm giving advice about whether they should be saving or whether they should be applying money at debt, it all comes back to, well, what are your goals? Mm-hmm. And how much time are we looking at? Mm-hmm. So that might be, that's going to come in. I mean, that's annoying. That's not helpful, right?
I know. We are often annoying. I have just seen so many situations where people take their cash and they pay down their debt. And then 3 years later, they have more debt.
Yes.
It didn't work. So if you had just taken that money and invested it and then paid off your debt slowly, I get that the debt is going to cost you more by doing that. But you're getting a bill every single month to remind yourself to get that taken care of and to pay it off. You don't get a bill from retired you. I think that my job is to help people do the thing that is hardest for them. And often investing for retirement is the hardest thing. They think it's debt because that's what we talk about and that's what's costing them money. And that's, it's like the four-letter word. We're all scared of debt. We don't want, and of course, we don't want to spend extra money on interest. Like, I get it. I'm not saying I love debt. What I have my clients do is create a debt elimination plan. Excuse me. And I want to make sure that that plan is less than 5 years long. That doesn't include their mortgage. That's going to take longer to pay off. But I want them to be out of debt in 5 years or less. Really, I'm going to try to get them out of debt in 3 years or less. But 5 years or less is kind of my marker. And we're just going to budget for those debt payments. And we're going to get on track. And we're going to start following a budget. And we're going to spend less. And we're going to invest more. And we're going to keep our goals in front of us so that we're not as impulsive. And we are going to get more money going towards both areas over time. If you tell yourself that you will pay off your debt and then you will take the payment that was going there and put it towards your investments, you are most likely wrong. Not all of you. Some of you have awesome willpower and some of you can do that. It's not impossible. It's just highly unlikely. People don't do it. They say they will. But have you ever noticed, like, when you get money, like, the universe just seems to give you more opportunities to spend it? Like, all of a sudden you need a new TV, or all of a sudden your kids are asking for something, or all of a sudden, like, something comes up and it just, this money goes into some, like, vortex.
The universe is keeping you at the plateau where you belong.
Something like that. And so if you pay off the debt and now have, like, additional dollars on a monthly basis, so often the universe gives you an opportunity of somewhere else to put it that will be more tantalizing than investing it for your retirement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I say invest almost always over paying off debt. It's usually my advice, which is the opposite of what, like, I swear, like, every textbook or other podcasts, everybody's all about getting out of debt as fast as possible. And I think that putting attention on something that we're fearful about does not put our attention to where we really need it, because we cannot buy time.
Yeah. And I think, too, if that makes people uncomfortable, it's like, just give it a shot for a month. So just start investing for a month. And if it makes you feel uncomfortable, you can always take that $1,000 or whatever you saved and throw it on your debt.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
But that $1,000 that you saved, even at 3%, is now greater than $1,000. And that might be just the encouragement you need to keep going in that direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I know I have an account. It's a TFSA and it's over at Wealthsimple. And I started it during COVID as an exercise for my kids. And then I shared it on social. Mm-hmm. And we get dividends from that account. Mm-hmm. And like, sometimes it's like a couple cents, sometimes it's like a couple dollars. But those emails that I get from Wealthsimple saying, you've earned a dividend, or a dividend was deposited, or whatever they have it wording, mm-hmm. that's enough for me to just leave that account alone.
Yeah.
No.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I don't know. It's interesting when I don't want to see people invest and then have this like love affair with debt. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want them to put the available dollars in towards their future and then, yeah, be cheating on their future with their, you know, this affair on the side of spending and keeping debt. Because the math doesn't math, right? If you're paying 19.99% on the credit card, and in good years, we're hoping for, I don't know, 6 to 12% in our investments, like the math doesn't math. Mm-hmm. So we have to get out of the debt at some point and not pay that. And I think that's where people stop the equation. They go, the math doesn't math. You have to pay off your high interest debt. But it just, our behaviors are not calculators. And we need to buffer ourselves, knowing that investing is hard for many people, especially when you first get started, and that you can't buy time. So get that money going long-term in your investments and figure out how to get out of your debt in 5 years or less, and make sure that you are on a budget to do that. And in addition to that long-term investment, you also need cash savings, because when your car needs new tires, you need money to pay the mechanic to put the tires on without handing them your credit card. So it's all three. We need to pay off the debt, we need to save for short term, and we need to invest in long term. We have to do it all. Sorry for being so annoying, listeners.
You are annoying, but you're right.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for spending your time with us today.
If you heard anything that piqued your interest, check out the show notes, because we probably have some extra deets or links down there.
Your homework for today: go talk to someone about your money. Either your spouse, your kids, your coworker, or a licensed professional.
And if you don't like those humans today, we're always talking in Lindsay's Facebook group, Black is the New Red. So join us over there. Head over to Facebook, type in Black is the New Red. You'll see so many amazing, like-minded individuals in there trying to get better, asking the right questions, supporting one another.
We look forward to hanging out with you again on your next dog walk, or while you watch soccer practice from the sidelines. Cheers! Cheers.